The Property Bulletin by London Property, the home of Superprime.
Rental reform delays are causing havoc for tenants and landlords alike. Landlords fear holding back investments due to uncertainty. The Renters Reform Bill's progress is stalled, raising concerns about homelessness prevention. NRLA and Crisis urge Housing Secretary Michael Gove to prioritise the bill and to clarify any potential amendments. No-fault evictions under scrutiny as repossession rates rise. Time is running out for proper scrutiny of the bill. Government transparency is crucial for fair debate and market stability. Opposition parties are criticising the government's slow pace on reforms. Let's ensure swift progress for a fairer private rented sector. The UK housing market is achieving a soft landing as prices stabilise, signalling renewed buyer confidence in February. According to the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors, RICS, a decline in mortgage interest rates has bolstered market activity, with optimism growing around sales and prices. Despite previous predictions of a 10% drop, house prices have remained steady, defying expectations. Economists anticipate rate cuts from the Bank of England, further boosting buyer sentiment. RICS's survey also indicates positive trends in sales expectations, new sales instructions, and a less negative pace of house price declines. Meanwhile, in the rental market, landlord instructions decline while tenant demand continues to rise, suggesting ongoing pressure on rents. Stamp duty remains a significant barrier for downsizers, hindering many from moving to more suitable properties. Nigel Bishop from Rococo Property Search highlights that the current SDLT rates, ranging from 5% to 12%, pose a substantial expense, deterring potential sellers. This reluctance impacts both buyers and families, depriving them of available family homes. Research reveals that over a quarter of UK homeowners aged 65 and over want to downsize, but cost concerns, including stamp duty, prevent them from doing so. Rococo Property Search suggests a freeze on SDLT for downsizers to incentivize market movement and alleviate the chronic undersupply of family homes. Downsizing motivations typically include managing property more easily, lifestyle changes, and releasing equity for retirement or financial support to relatives. However, concerns about stamp duty costs and inheritance tax implications persist, prompting calls for government reassessment. Kensington's Allen House is a place where history meets modern luxury, in London's prestigious enclave. From one-bed studios to opulent penthouses, each apartment has been meticulously restored, boasting bespoke finishes and panoramic city views. The tranquility of a private landscape garden and balconies overlooking lush greenery, a rare find in central London. Understated glamour of custom-made kitchens, bespoke joinery, and curated dining spaces, complemented by a 24-hour concierge service in partnership with Harrods. Residents also benefit from RBKC parking permits and access to amenities like the Peloton Gym. Rupert A. Forge of Knight Frank describes Allen House as a prime opportunity for local and international buyers seeking classic London mansion flats with modern comforts. A piece of history in the heart of Kensington's cultural and entertainment hub. South London's Wandsworth emerged as the busiest housing market in the city last year, with 6% of all home sales in London. Apartments dominated the market, representing 49% of sales across 24 boroughs, especially in dense areas like the City of London and Westminster. Terrace homes followed at 29%, while semi-detached properties made up 16% of sales. In contrast, the City of London borough saw the lowest market activity. Despite this, experts anticipate a market resurgence in 2024, with increasing activity and stabilised prices.
Subscribe to our newsletter to receive our weekly bulletins and stay ahead of what's shaping the superprime property market.